10 now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A. It's Talk of the Town. Today is Chino Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show from the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce, John Coomer.
And John's voice has changed. Never fear, we are going to hear from John Coomer today. But I will be hosting. My name is Matt Santos, and I am here for KQ&A Talk of the Quad Cities, as well as the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce, on behalf of the town of Chino Valley. Now, a little bit confusing here because John Coomer has been your host here for the last, couple of months?
6 weeks or so.
Six weeks. Since taking over as the interim director of the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce. And I, of course, fill in monthly on the third Monday of every month. That's when everybody turns their radios over to that other channel, is when they hear me announced as the host. But what we are here to talk about today, of course, is to get to know John a little bit more, because when you're hosting, you're pretty much highlighting the people sitting in that chair. So we want to hear a little bit more about your history, some of what brought you to this area, and of course, moving forward, what you will be doing in your new role as the Economic Development
and Project Manager
for the town of Chino Valley, which you have officially been in that role for what, about eight and a half hours now?
Yeah, something like that. It's pretty close. Yeah, it's been an action-packed, fun-filled day. I get to do all of the very interesting new employee orientation online, but working with people like Laura and Tiffany and HR, they're so good to be with and fun that even that was fun today. But I started this morning officially, but I also went to the chamber before I came into the office because I'm trying to help out with that for a while as well. They may be stuck and hear me one or two more times as the host until we have the permanent director for the chamber. But the Chamber of Commerce is very important to the economic development of the town of Chino Valley, and so we want to make sure we have a great ongoing working relationship, that our doors are always open to talk, because their role is with the existing businesses in the town, and if the existing businesses in the town have a outlet and a group that they can network with and enjoy and work on building those relationships, that helps the town bring in those new employers. So that's good stuff. But you want to know a little bit about me?
Well, get to some of that, just to remind folks, because a lot of times, especially in local news stories and in media, there's a lot of, I'm trying to think of the right word, but it's, everybody's thinking of, especially the readers and the listeners, start to think in regional things. There's Prescott Valley, Dewey Humboldt, then there's Prescott, then there's Chino Valley. And one of the roles of not just you going forward in economic development, but of course with the chamber in the director's seat that you've been sitting in for 6-8 weeks or so, is to kind of the marrying together of the local communities.
Absolutely.
And the partnering with and the working together. So we want to remind, in the spirit of that, we want to remind everybody they can check out the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce at chinovalley.org and following them on Twitter as well at CVAZ Chamber. And in those links, and especially on the website, there's the events calendar. We want to remind everybody that in a couple of days here, March 21st, in a good way to partnership with the local area and the local region, the March Chamber Networking Mixer is actually going to be held in Prescott. So it's the Chino Area Chamber of Commerce Mixer being held at the Good Samaritan Society, 1065 Ruth Street, 5 p.m. What goes on at those mixers,
John? And that's an excellent example. You know, our chamber members in Chino Valley are not just in Chino Valley. They're in Prescott. They're in Prescott Valley.
Exactly.
They're in Dewey. They're in Paulden. So having a mixer at a location outside of Chino Valley is good because it's just who our membership is. And Desiree Paris has been a great volunteer, yes. A new volunteer for us, is working for the Good Samaritan Society in their hospice area, which is not a fun topic. She said, well, I'm going to organize and I'm going to help organize all of the mixers, and let's do the first one at Good Sam.
Nice.
And so we said, great, great. But it's mainly a chance where business owners and leaders in the community can just enjoy each other's company, have a few refreshments, share stories. We'll recognize businesses. We'll have a drawing, a 50-50 drawing that helps fund our scholarship fund. And then there'll be a lot of drawing for door prizes.
Yeah.
And it's just, there's not a whole lot of formality, but there's a little bit of talking head stuff. But for the most part, it's just getting to know other people.
And like you'd mentioned, I've visited folks and friends and neighbors over at Good Sam in the past. You're right. It's not necessarily something everybody wants to have on the forefront because it does involve the healing process and hospice care and things. But those services, especially in our area, a lot of retirees here and a lot of extended families here, it is something we all need to be prepared for. It's something we all need information on. So to keep in mind, this networking mixer, it's a free event. There are some opportunities to spend a little money and let your money go towards things like the scholarship program and things for some of those donated door prizes and raffle items. There's 50-50 raffle going to be going on. But it's also a good opportunity to get into the facility in a very relaxed atmosphere.
Absolutely.
Ask some questions, get some information, find out what goes on over at Good Sam and other facilities that.
And Good Sam does more than just hospice and more than just rehab. They also have longer-term care facilities, yes. And things like that. And interestingly, I have a 91-year-old father who's currently residing at the Veterans Administration CLC, and we're looking for a place for it to be his permanent. And I know there are a lot of other people in the community taking care of aged family members. So that's another benefit of going to these businesses. You just learn what's going on.
Yeah, and more often than not, for the general public anyway, when we come in contact with either emergency services or hospice care or facilities like Good Sam and others, it's when we have to, when we mm-hmm. need to. And a lot of times the questions and the curiosity definitely isn't on the top of our mind. It's taking care of what we're there
exactly.
to do.
Exactly.
So this is a good time to, in an informal area, to be able to, or an informal setting, to go in and get some information, ask some questions, and meet some of the leaders and shakers in the communities surrounding Chino Valley, as well as in
Absolutely.
Chino Valley proper.
And then next month, the mixer moves back to Chino Valley, and at the request of several chamber members, we did a little bit of research because we learned all of our events were conflicting with Prescott Valley's mixers. So next month in April on the 17th, which is the third Tuesday, not the third Wednesday, Primrose Inn. The Primrose Inn in Chino Valley is hosting, and they're going all out. They're bringing in barbecue. They have food. They'll have beverages. They'll have entertainment.
Very nice.
They'll be doing tours of the type of facilities that they have. And if you've lived in Chino for a while, and I have, you know, from the outside, it doesn't look that much different than it did 20 years ago.
Yeah.
But once you get into the rooms, they've been completely remodeled. So it gives them an opportunity to show what they have as well.
And they've got some really good things going on and in the future for there. I know there have been some presentations at council meetings, which also won't be conflicted with the third Tuesday,
because the second and fourth Tuesdays are council meetings. The first Tuesday is Chino Valley Unified School District's board meeting. But you've been to a few of those.
I've been to one or two of those board meetings in the past. We want to remind everybody that they can find out information on those second and fourth Tuesday council meetings at Chino, chinoaz.net, and agendas, past meeting records, as well as links to the YouTube account for the town of Chino Valley, where you can actually see those meetings in full. Because even though, you know, it's 6 o'clock on the second and fourth Tuesday, everybody has
something.
Commitments. We've all got family and work obligations and other things. While it's not always convenient to attend. You can also watch them going back several years on YouTube. So there's a lot of information on there. If you have some projects that you've heard about through the rumor mill or through waiting in line at the grocery store while getting your hair cut, I don't have to worry about that too often. But if you have some curiosity on some of the projects going on around town or some of the things coming up, the best way to get information is right there from the horse's mouth. So attend those meetings, and if you can't, watch them online. YouTube's got them in full.
You know, municipalities are subject to the open meeting laws, and so there's always the business that's going to be taken care of at any meeting posted, what is it, 48 hours or so ahead
of
time.
Yeah, and then Jamie Lewis, our town clerk, has them up typically end of the week prior, so there's every once in a while there's some last minute add-ins, but even those, like you said, I believe it's a 48-hour cutoff. I really should do research before coming on this show.
Especially when you get some guy like me on that just starts throwing stuff. But the reason I bring that up is that if you look at the agenda ahead of time, that's the only business they can vote on during a council meeting. And so if it's of something of interest to you that you're interested in, then you can follow it either by coming or following. I know they do post on Facebook, and they do. Do you stream it live? Is it streamed live?
It is on the cable access channel on television, and then we do run the Facebook accounts. I'm typically in the back there doing the updates during the meetings. One of the real treats for somebody who has to sit through a lot of meetings is the call to the public section. Now, again, you had mentioned due to the open meeting laws and Robert's Rules of Order and things, there is a structure that has to be adhered to for a public body meeting. So there's some things that can't be veered from. And then we have folks making sure that we all stay in line there, which is great. So the meetings don't run too late. And
it's a big guy named Guido, I think. Yeah.
I was thinking of our town attorney, but yeah, I think Guido's in the back too. But he also goes by the name Vince Sean, Lieutenant Sean. But there is a portion at the start of every council meeting where it is called to the public, where the set time is 3 minutes.
3 minutes. Okay.
I was going to say 30 seconds, but that's not right. The set time is for 3 minutes, where anyone can come to the podium and have the mic for 3 minutes to present any subject that is on your mind. Now, obviously, there are certain rules. It's not a time when personal attacks to either elected officials, verbal attacks to elected officials or town employees, because a lot of people want to air some grievance or something, and there's ways to do that as well. But it's basically the opportunity for anyone to take the mic for 3 minutes. That time can be extended with previous submission. You can ask, I need a few more minutes. Now, that is for anyone to present their subject, announce an upcoming event, or give accolades to their organization or team or anything else that's going on, or just to let the community know about something that is on your mind. But the rules that are in place prohibit each of those items to be addressed at that time. It's a time for you as the public to present them. Then they will be addressed at a later meeting, typically the next meeting.
If there's business as a follow-up, it can't happen that same night by law. So they can absorb that information, and if it is an agenda item for a future meeting, it can be discussed at that time and published in the agenda.
Yeah, and that is also the time when the one directing the meeting, typically the Mayor Darrell Croft, to direct staff to research and contact and everything. So, but you get a really good mix of public announcements and kudos to local organizations, Boy Scouts, teams, things of that nature, as well as people who have a concern or a grievance of some kind that they would like to get addressed. So it's a way to really get your finger on the pulse of what the community is thinking, and at a later meeting, get the actual response as opposed to the rumor mill.
Yes, the rumor mill.
Well, we will be talking about meetings. We'll be talking about, John, your history. We mentioned a little bit about health care, which is going to be one of the focal points of the next March Chamber Network Mixer at Good Sam, March 21st at 5 p.m. But we also want to talk about your history with the healthcare industry, and we will be talking about that and much, much more when we return after these messages on KQ&A, Talk of the Quad Cities.
When you join the Castle Club at Cliff Castle Casino, you get so much more than just a card. You get membership in one of the best casino rewards clubs in Arizona. And new members can swipe to win up to $200 in free play for signing up. You can earn comp meals, lodging, merchandise, concert tickets, and more just for playing. Come experience why Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 19 years in a row. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
Hey everybody, this is Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle Brothers. From Gettle's High Desert Mechanical, which now includes plumbing.
Freezing and thawing can get your pipes leaking.
So check under your sinks and see if you see any drippage.
Drippage? Now that's a fancy word.
Yep, right out of the Plum and Plumber Dictionary.
Oh, brother.
That's me.
See a plumbing leak? Then see Gettle's for heating, air conditioning, and plumbing. Visit GettlesHDM.com. Don't settle, get Gettle's.
Prescott Valley, you spoke and we listened. Foothills Bank is now open on Glassford Hill Road, right next to Starbucks. I'm Carrie, the Prescott Valley branch manager, and this isn't just an ordinary branch. You'll experience a new level of service where you can sit and relax while banking with a real person. Yes, Foothills Bank uses computers, just not to greet our customers. Stop by for a totally free personal and business checking at the new Foothills Bank location on Glassford Hill Road. Foothills Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
As if the great food and atmosphere weren't a big enough reward for going to Augie's, now you can earn $10 gift cards at lunch, $20 gift cards at dinner. Get your lunch or dinner loyalty card stamped at Augie's. Four lunch stamps earns you a $10 gift card for your next lunch visit, or four dinner stamps earns you $20 toward your next dinner at Augie's. It pays to be loyal at Augie's Frontier Village, the place to dine on Highway 69.
75 years ago, a group of leaders had the vision to realize how important locally governed, not-for-profit healthcare would be to the fabric of our growing community. They rolled up their sleeves, and Prescott Community Hospital opened its doors. As the years passed, there were many changes. Prescott Community Hospital became Yavapai Regional Medical Center. But two things didn't change. That same can-do spirit grew stronger than ever, and YRMC continued to be a point of pride for our community. Today, YRMC is still your not-for-profit healthcare provider, operating solely on patient revenue and generous community support. And yes, we continue to be locally governed, which means that your healthcare is our only priority. As we celebrate our 75th anniversary, we'd like to thank you, our family, friends, and neighbors. Because of you, YRMC is 75 years strong.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your guest host for today's show, Matt Santos.
Hey, that's me, and you haven't changed the channel yet, so more power to you. Again, we are at KQ&A Talk of the Quad City, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5, and all around the world at KQ&A.com. All the information for the Chino Valley Chamber is at chinovalley.org, and also follow them on Facebook, Chino Valley AZ Chamber of Commerce, and that Twitter feed. We need to see some more on that Twitter feed.
Yeah, we got to start tweeting. I've never been much of a tweeter.
I never was, and then I started, I don't know, it's been a number of years ago, and I've found I really enjoy it because it allows me to vent and then never think about it again. But the Chino Valley Chamber is at CVAZ Chamber, at CVAZ Chamber on Twitter. Everything for the town of Chino Valley, chinoaz.net, links to all the social media, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube channel, where you can get records of all the meetings, all the council meetings, is right there at chinoaz.net. And if for some sad and depraved reason you want to know what's going on between my ears, Twitter and Instagram, msantos_photo, and there's some fun stuff on there. I don't know, some stuff that I let me just say this: I'm glad my wife is not on social media. That's that's what I can say. One of the things that you can find out more about at the chinovalley.org is the ongoing, and we're about the midway point, I think, of the Chino Valley Area Chamber of Commerce Citizens Academy.
Absolutely, yes.
I think we're, what, week one, two, three, this is the fourth
this
of...
This is the fourth out of eight.
Yeah,
correct.
So it's halfway through. And you've attended all of them so far?
I didn't go last week because I was at a training session with the town manager on economic development. They figured that I'd better learn something about my new trade.
I'm glad nobody's ever expected that of me. Give a quick synopsis of what it is. It's an 8-week course, a couple hours each Thursday.
It's supposed to be 6 to 8:30. Sometimes it's a little shorter. Yeah. Sometimes it fills the period. But if anybody's gone through PAL, Prescott Area Leadership, uh-huh, over time, the whole idea is to acquaint people in Chino Valley with the function of the government, a little bit about the history, what each department does, what services happen in the community. And a lot of the people who are coming through are new transplants, new residents, yeah, of Chino Valley, who are just trying to learn about their new community, which I really appreciate having that opportunity.
Key words to keep in mind: informative.
Absolutely.
And even more important than that, free.
And it's free
to attend. I'm just going to run through. I've got the list in front of me. And what it is the those taking the lead will invite various town and community and organization leaders to kind of come in and give a little synopsis of what they do and what their organizations or what their departments do. Week one was yourself talking about the Chamber of Commerce, Mayor Croft, and Kay Loster of the Chino Valley Historical Society. The next week it was really delving deep into the town government with the town manager and the town clerk, community service director Scott Bruner, got into some HR information, as well as town projects with town engineer Frank Marbury. Laura, I am so sorry. I'm not even going to try and pronounce your last name. Lori Kay. and then finance director Joe Duffy. And one of the things that I really enjoy about working as close as I do with a lot of our town leadership is guys like Frank, Laura at HR, and especially Joe, who can take information about their departments, whether it be finance or engineering, which are two things I really know nothing about, and then human resources, I barely consider myself human, so I'm not an expert on that either. But both Frank and Joe can take two things that really scare me, planning and engineering and the technical side and finances, and boil them down so a knucklehead
can understand it. Put it in plain English.
And I really enjoy that. And then in this atmosphere of being able to meet in the different town buildings and stuff, to kind of be free to ask questions and bounce some things back. Because, you know, I like to, it's, you know, I joke with people. I said, Chino Valley's a real mill town. It's the rumor mill that's alive and well. And here we can get the information, the actual information out. Now, this coming Thursday is going to be probably one of the most fun ones.
And interesting as well. And it will not be at Town Hall. It will be at the Chino Valley Fire Station on 3 North. And you have the address right there. It's 1133 West Road 3 North in Chino Valley. It's the fire station for Central Arizona Fire Medical Authority, station number 61.
Yeah, it's right just west of the town complex, the library, the court, the police department.
And there's a public meeting room, which is where I'm sure it's going to be, and they'll probably have signs up. And we'll be talking to members of our police department. And I believe Chief Chief Wynn will be there, and Chief Scott Freitag from the fire department, presiding magistrate. We have our judge, Mary Hamm, and then our our court administrator, Rhonda Apollinar, will be there. So, you know, but when you talk about safety of people and you talk about what's in place through the police department and through our great fire department, you know, and I've unfortunately had to rely on the fire department one or two times for some health issues in the family, and they've always done a great job, including at one time saving my wife's life.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Interesting. Anything
very interesting.
You can elaborate on, or
this was,
without making tonight a long night at home?
Well, she's probably not listening anyhow, but somebody's now going to tell her since I've said that. She's been a teacher in the district for quite a while. But she was having some heart problems, and I was on a Boy Scout camp out with one of my sons, and we were out of cell range at... Oh, I think it was Apache Lake.
Yeah.
You know, way, way away. And she was having her heart arrhythmia, and they had to zap her to bring her back.
Oh, wow.
And now, you know, she still calls him her hero is Philip Cox, who's still with the department.
He's kind of my hero, EMT. Too.
He's a pretty good guy. And anyhow, it ended up that she had to have a cardiac ablation because of a condition that had happened. And, you know, my other son was there and a friend of theirs, and you know, they were just there on the spot, spot on, helpful all the time, and you see them in action all the time at accidents and going in the community. And every time I see the fire truck go through, I pray for whoever they're going to see.
And again, one of the blessings of living in a small community, a smaller town, as opposed to a larger metro area, is these aren't just faceless guys and gals in uniform riding in trucks and speeding down the highway and SUVs and that. These are also our neighbors. There are Little League coaches there.
Absolutely.
And in some cases, it's maybe some of the folks that we even coached in a Little League and stuff.
when you're
on that higher end of the spectrum there. But dealing with emergency personnel and healthcare and things is not new to you. Give us a little of your history of you were in the healthcare field for a number of years.
Yeah, for 13 years. Well, I'll just go back a little bit more. You know, like everybody in Arizona, we're transplants, but we've lived here for 51 years. So, I was a child though when we moved here. And we're Midwest, not California transplants, and that's about the way it was in the 60s. But and I've lived throughout Arizona, Tucson, Florence, Casa Grande, Mesa, Flagstaff, and for the last almost 21 years in Chino Valley,
nice.
Which has been a great place to be. What brought me up here was an opportunity with the Yavapai Community College District, where I was the director of college advancement was the title, but I was responsible for operations of a community events, public relations, media
Very
relations.
Nice.
That's how I got to know a lot of folks in the local media. And we did a whole lot. All the marketing for the college and everything else was there. So after I did that and I left the college to pursue to be an entrepreneur a little bit, which didn't work out too well, my wife says, "We're not moving. So whatever we do, we're not moving." So lo and behold, a couple of years later, a friend of mine who is a family practice doctor down in Florence, went to high school with his sister, known the family forever, says, "John, I need help with my business." I said, "Well, I don't know anything about healthcare." He says, "You need to know business."
Yeah.
So that's how I started into healthcare. Sure enough, he did need help on the business side.
Hmm.
He's an excellent physician, still down there. His practice is doing very well. And then I ended up going with my youngest son to a physical at Ponderosa Pediatrics, and Dr. Jim Mick, who's now retired, was interviewing. He says, "Well, John, what do you do?" Well, after this lengthy discussion, my wife says, "He's interviewing you," because he'd left. I said, "He's not interviewing me. We're just talking." And he comes back in a minute later. He says, "John, I'd like you to meet my partner, Matt Hinton." Indeed, he was interviewing me, and I spent several years with them at the pediatrics group and help them with the transition to, they're now part of YRMC, did a stint in dermatology with the Arizona Dermatology Group and another stint in outpatient surgery at Posse. And so healthcare has been a real big part of me, and primary care is a passion. done.
And your role in that was to make sure the word on the business got out and promotion.
There was the marketing side. Yeah. There was the billing side. There was the hiring and nursing side. You know, hiring docs. I've hired docs and physician assistants and tried to stay abreast and on top of every happening in the healthcare industry with Affordable Care Act.
So
and all
more
that,
on the administrative end.
Yes,
so
yes, if all administrative end.
If I keel over here, I'm relying on Bill here for the mouth-to-mouth. Is that what you're trying
yes,
to tell
that's
me?
Bill's okay. job. I won't,
okay.
you know.
Stay awake, Bill, just in case. I'm not feeling too good. Well, so that of promoting and making sure word gets out and resources are spent in the best way is really playing right into your new role yeah, as the economic development project manager for the town of Chino Valley. We're going to find out a little bit more about that when we return. And again, remind everybody, chinovalley.org is where you can find out information on the chamber and keep posted there because as your role is interim, according to our good friend Jason Wheeler with the Chino Valley Review, you mentioned the media groups that you've worked with. There was a good story on you and your new role. And it mentioned in there that there'll be some people sharing the hats of that director until a permanent one is found, but find out who that person will be as soon as the Chino Valley Area Chamber of Commerce announces it at chinovalley.org. But until then, we'll get to sit and talk with you for a few more minutes. We'll get to know what you have planned in economic development for the town of Chino Valley right after these words.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with three locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
You rock! And so does Prescott Dirt. Hey, this is Sam. Is your landscaping looking a little drab? Bring it back to life with Prescott Dirt. And this is where Prescott Dirt really rocks. Whether it's a small DIY project or you want to reinvent your entire yard, we have just the right amount and size rock to suit your project. Stop by either of our locations in Prescott or Prescott Valley and make your yard rock as much as you do. We're Prescott Dirt. Find us online at PrescottDirt.com.
Hey y'all, this is Jody from Norm's Lock and Safe. So you aren't sure who to call when a lock is broke or you need a key for your car? I do. Norm's Lock and Safe. We've been serving the Quad City area and beyond for over 20 years. And if you're not sure if we can fix it, call us. You might be surprised. We're your security specialists where no job is too big, no job is too small. Find us at normslock.com.
Arizona Coyotes Hockey is live on AM 1130 at 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, KQ&A. Arizona Coyotes Hockey is brought to you this season by Moyers Heating and Cooling, R.E.D. Plumbing, Bradshaw Family Dental, Mojave State Bank, and Yavapai Plumbing and Heating.
He'll shoot! He scores!
The Coyotes host the Minnesota Wild live Saturday evening at 6 on AM 1130 at 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.
When you reach your retirement age, 62 or older, additional income could make your current financial situation more stable. How about Country Bank's home equity conversion mortgage, commonly known as a reverse mortgage? Some advantages are no monthly principal and interest payment, monthly income, a line of credit, or both, plus you could delay your Social Security benefits.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015 for more details.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
We're KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Monday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Talk of the Town, brought to you by Affinity RV. Three state forestry firefighters have been injured while working on a fire near Yuma.
On Friday, two state forestry firefighters were burned after falling into an ash pit on the Laguna Fire northeast of Yuma. The first firefighter suffered second and third degree burns and was transported to a Phoenix burn center where he remains in the hospital. The second firefighter was treated and released at a Yuma hospital, as was the third, who was injured on Saturday. All three state forestry firefighters are expected to make full recoveries. The 15-acre fire started on March 15th and remains under investigation. This is Russ Edwards reporting.
The Coconino County Sheriff's Office has helped in the rescues of two hikers in Sedona. At 5:45 Thursday night, the Sheriff's Office had received a report of an overdue hiker at West Fork Trail. Deputies responded with personnel from the search and rescue unit. The Arizona Department of Public Safety also responded. At 7 that night, the hiker was seen on the trail returning to her vehicle. She had become temporarily lost due to inclement weather, and she didn't need any medical attention. At 9:30 Thursday night, Coconino County Sheriff's Office search and rescue located an injured hiker also on West Fork Trail. They helped Sedona Fire personnel in transporting the person 3 miles back to the trailhead. The hiker was later taken to Verde Valley Medical Center in Sedona for treatment of an ankle injury. The Arizona Coyotes take on the Calgary Flames at 7 tonight, and all the live action can be heard right here on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A. Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather. Mostly clear tonight, increasing clouds tomorrow and Wednesday for a chance of precipitation at the end of the week. Expect an overnight low of 32 tonight in the Prescott area with a high of 62 tomorrow and a high of 66 on Wednesday. 34 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley with a high on Tuesday of 70 and a high on Wednesday of 73. Talk of the Town will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM and 95.5 FM. KQ&A.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. People ask me, Dave, why do you do those radio commercials yourself? For three generations, my family's been providing comfort through clean burning propane in Yavapai County. I wouldn't want a stranger to tell you about our commitment to the community, our hometown values, or how we spent 67 years working to make life better for folks. Anyway, thanks for listening. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane. The name you trust.
You're invited to Waters Garden Center's 56th Spring Open House.
Last week's storm stalled the celebration, so we decided to keep on celebrating.
We have even more spring plants to show off, new for 2018, drawings and more.
Saturday's 9:30 class is titled Spring Trees and How to Grow Trees Better.
All weekend there's giveaways, access to local plant experts, and hot dogs on the grill.
Join the fun at Waters' 56th Spring Open House all week long.
When someone comes into Prescott Brewing Company and asks which domestic beers we have available, they're usually looking for one of the macro beers that took over the brewing industry after Prohibition. But while those beers are still produced in America, the companies that produce them are no longer American-owned. We offer you a variety of premium domestic beers brewed right here in Prescott, Arizona. How much more domestically made can you get? Made in America and American-owned. Prescott Brewing Company, real beer, real food, real people, and real local.
When you're hiring, you don't want to sort through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want an efficient way to get to a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions based on your job requirements. Then zero in on qualified candidates using our intuitive online dashboard. Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
Stay warm and comfortable all winter long with Gettles High Desert Mechanical. When it comes to fast, reliable service, the guys and gals at Gettles get it. Building, remodeling, or just making sure your heating and air conditioning is performing properly. Call Gettles and their highly trained service techs will keep your furnace system running at peak efficiency. Avoid disappointments and future regrets. Don't settle. Call Gettles, G-O-E-T-T-L-S. Visit GettlesHDM.com, now offering plumbing repair and service.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner and ask about Augie's outdoor patio. The place to dine on Highway 69, the one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
You do your best to protect your loved ones, and while you may keep a fresh battery in your smoke detector and have a reliable home security system, there's a whole different type of protection you may be missing. A life insurance policy from Auto Owners Insurance is a way to safeguard your loved ones now and in the future. Meet with your local independent agent and secure a policy today to protect theirs tomorrow. Hi, this is Corey Roseman with House Chilson Insurance. We are one of the only locally owned independent insurance agencies in Prescott. Come see us today at 400 White Spire Road or call 445-4600.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reprographics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reprographics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
We did it again! Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 19 years in a row. All casinos have slot machines and table games. What they don't have is the level of commitment to guest satisfaction, friendly team members, and a warm and welcoming environment found at Cliff Castle Casino. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com today and plan your visit. Come and experience everything we have to offer and see why Cliff Castle Casino is number one and the perfect place to play.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your guest host for today's show, Matt Santos.
Well, welcome back. This is Matt Santos. I'm sitting in with John Coomer, the interim director of the Chino Valley Area Chamber of Commerce, for a little bit and taking over today in the brand new role as Economic Development Project Manager for the town of Chino Valley. Now, one of the things that economic development goes hand in hand with is working with the chamber, of course.
Absolutely.
Local businesses, as well as our educational community. And to tie all of that together, I want to let everybody know about the April 24th, 2018 Women in Business Luncheon, Women Impacting Education. Information on that, of course, is at chinovalley.org, or give them a call, 928-636-2493. Again, April 24th, 11:30 a.m., and this is, it's a really, we mentioned him earlier, Phil Cox, his wife, Brandy Cox, from Territorial Early Childhood Development will be there. Carolyn Reeder from Del Rio, Julie Bryce from Heritage Middle School, and Heidi Wolf from Chino Valley High School. Three of our educational leaders will be presenting their agendas and their plans and their goals and what they've got going on within the district. And what a great representation that is of our area, where these women are really taking high leadership roles in our school district.
You know, I don't know if this is the first time in the district's history, but we have four schools in Chino Valley, four within Chino Valley Unified School District. All four schools are led by outstanding women administrators. Yeah. And, you know, it's pretty exciting. This is an event that's entirely volunteer managed. Three volunteers organize each one of those. And they were brainstorming at the last one. They said, let's tribute education.
Yeah.
And to get all four of these women to talk in a panel discussion, and I'm sure our other great female administrators in the community, including from Yavapai College, NAU, and administrators at the district level will be there as well. It's a great opportunity to hear what they're doing and how they're impacting the lives of these children.
And it's, again, a great opportunity to hear what they've got planned, find out a little bit of history about these leaders, and have a good time. Again, April 24th, 11:30 a.m., it will be at Antelope Hills Centennial Center. They're right the golf course area right there at the runways of the airport. It's a great facility over there, too, the Centennial Center. Information at chinovalley.org, including pre-registration. I think it's $15 for the luncheon. A little bit higher, $20 if you do it day of, but you want to reserve your spot
absolutely
as early as possible.
Absolutely.
Now, again, the marriage of that, the partnering of the local business community, the educational community, and town leadership, the municipal leaders, is really going to be your wheelhouse coming moving forward.
It absolutely will, because, you know, we live in a community that's a bedroom community. A big chunk of residents of Chino Valley drive to Prescott or Prescott Valley every day. So they take their spending power and a lot of tax revenue that could be coming to Chino Valley are going to Prescott and Prescott Valley every single day. That's not a slam on either of them. It's just who we are and what we've been. So what my job is that if we can create jobs that are good paying jobs in Chino Valley, people can live and work in Chino Valley, and a trip to Prescott or Prescott Valley, while we'll still do them, is a little bit different. And so they'll be encouraged to spend their money here in town. So instead of going to a Home Depot or a big box for a box of light bulbs, they'll go to Ace or to A to Z. And the other type of thing that we're trying to do, so that's the big economic impact, is to try to bring in industries. And the town has set up a priority of trying to develop the industrial park at Old Home Manor.
Out there, Perkinsville Road on the east side of the highway.
Absolutely. And another entrance now going in from 4 North. So it's, you know, we're trying to make it more accessible, more better for those businesses that move in. And then the second part of that is to increase our tax revenue. So the economy is impacted by selling more homes and having more businesses in our community and more jobs. But our tax revenue is going to be impacted with retail sales.
Yeah.
Quite honestly, 85% of the budget in Chino Valley is from sales tax revenue. And without sales tax revenue, we have potholes and all those problems with our roads and all. You know, you and I were both, I think, at a couple of these meet and greets that the town council had done. And typically the number one concern that residents have is, you got to fix our roads. You got to fix our roads. Well, you can't fix the road if you don't have the sales tax revenue. And as long as our folks are finding it more convenient to shop in Prescott, they're going to go there.
And one of the things that is a constant source of discussion is the smart growth. Yes, we do need more retail. We need more grocery. We want to have more opportunities for entertainment and food and beverage and just fun and keep the quality of life while still maintaining that small town feel.
Absolutely. That's critical.
And a lot of these retailers, specifically grocery, we hear a lot about, and industry for that matter, whether it be small manufacturing or whatever that we're looking for out at Old Home Manor, will only come into an area. They say that the business follows the roof. So we need to have more homes. We need to have more residents. But to have that growth without losing the feel of why we all wanted to move here to begin with, a lot of that will come with you partnering
with the right industries and the right companies. Now, I don't have any idea what those industries are right now, but the research that we'll be doing will be matching our population, matching the character of our city, matching our workforce with those industries. And, you know, we have a lot of things going for us, but I know we're out of time right now. But
Best way folks can find out about what's going on and how they can help and how you can stay in the loop is, first off, chinovalley.org. Follow the chamber. Look at the events calendar. Look for businesses that you can support and organizations you can support. And, of course, the second and fourth Tuesday of every month at 6 p.m., 202 North Highway 89 for our town council meetings, where I'm going to bet John will be a regular feature hanging out in the back row with the rest of us.
Yeah, my Tuesday night agendas on the second and fourth Tuesday have changed quite a bit.
Want to encourage everyone to stay abreast of what's going on in town, stay involved, and stay informed. And I want to thank John for joining us today. Thank you. You can hear John here for the next couple weeks, maybe.
Yeah, I'll probably be back for one of the shows. We don't know yet.
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll make sure
on.
Bill knows.
And we also want to thank the lovely and talented Bill Monroe for making sure you can hear us. You can hear me next month. And again, follow everything at chinovalley.org and chinoaz.net. Thanks for tuning in.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.